Jonah chapter 3 and the first three verses, or at least the opening of verse 3. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. It's very much a reminder, is it not, of Jonah chapter 1 and verses 1 to 3. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai. Go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord. But in Jonah chapter 3, when the message comes, the call of God comes the second time, when the word of the Lord comes to Jonah a second time, then we read Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. And that's why I call this back to the start. Jonah is given a second chance. And there is a second chance for believers. But let me say straight away, nobody should deduce from this that in eternity there will be a second chance for unbelievers. Now is the day of salvation. Now. There is no second chance. There is no return to the beginning, as it were, and start again. After death, judgment. But for believers who fall and stumble and sin, and which believer does not stumble, fall, or sin? Which believer is never guilty of failure, disobedience, rebellion? Can we not, brother and sister, rejoice and find comfort and consolation and hope and strength and nerve from the testimony of Jonah? God uses rebels. God uses failures. God uses sinners. I'm not excusing our rebellion, our failure, our sin. No. Jonah's run away. He's failed miserably. He's brought tremendous harm and damage to people, although God has used it for his good, for his glory, for their good. And Jonah's had tremendous experiences, troubles, fears, and doubts, prayers. But God brings him back to exactly the same point. God will have his word preached to Nineveh. He will have his declaration made there. And Jonah is the man to do it. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. You must do what I say. I'm not changing the terms. Go to Nineveh and proclaim to it. Proclaim against it. Preach against it. Because its wickedness has come up before me. Jonah this time obeys the word of the Lord. There's no alteration to the purpose. There's no alteration to the message. It's back to the start. God will have his will obeyed. God commands him to go. Jonah has to forget the past in this sense and press on and move on. Philippians 3:13-14, Paul said, I, forgetting those things which are past, I press on, looking unto Jesus, pressing on for the high calling and the mark of it all. But God heals backsliders. God restores fallen believers. Is this a word for you today, brother? Is it a word for you today, sister? Have you been running away from God? Have I? Have I stumbled and fallen? Have I failed? Has my faith given way? Have I been disobedient anyway? Have you? Is the devil telling us there is no hope? We've gone beyond it. God will never use failures in men and women like us. No, no, no. Then look about Peter. Think about Peter. Look how Peter stumbled and fell. Look how the use that God made of him. Christ used him by his Spirit within a few days to the conversion of thousands. Look at the letter, the book, the prophecy Hosea wrote. Tremendous word of encouragement to, I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely. God knows how to restore the ruins, the failures, the sinners, the Jonas of this world, the Peters, the Hosea's wife. God knows how to make use of Jonas. But he will have his word preached. God will have his will accomplished. God is determined. The word of the Lord came at Jonah a second time. This is a word of encouragement to any believer listening to me today. You have fallen. You have stumbled. You've missed the way. God knows how to restore the years that the locust has eaten. Has it been a short time, a long time? God can still bring you back. The rest of your life begins now. Learn from Jonah. Jonah heard the voice of God again, and he obeyed the word of the Lord and went. God give us grace, brother. God give us grace, sister. To learn that God will restore. God does forgive. God does hear. Apart from Christ, the only man or woman he's ever used has been a sinner. God can use us. God will use us. There is hope for us. There is this second chance in this respect. Not for the sinner in eternity, I say again, but for the believer. We can begin again today. Let us go and forget the past in this sense and press on and start again and do the will of the Lord. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. My version starts with the word then. Then the word of the Lord. After all these experiences, after all these rebellions, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went. May we, in our time, obey the word of the Lord, whatever it may be, and do whatever he will have us do, for the glory of his name. Amen.